From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 18th, 2014. This week, we feature a mystery bird for which water is important, but sound is everything. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can identify what's making this somewhat horse-like trill. And here's a hint. If you were one of the katydids you'll hear in the background, your night might have come screeching to a halt. If you guessed a screech owl, you're right. That was the sound of an eastern screech owl, recorded in Blacksburg, Virginia, about 10 p.m. on August 12, 2013. This small, ear-tufted owl is a common year-round resident throughout Virginia and the United States east of the Rocky Mountains. It's a land-based forest dweller, but its water connections include frequently inhabiting areas near a water source, using streams or other water bodies for cleaning their feathers, and including fish, amphibians, and other aquatic animals in their mainly rodent-based diet. Eastern screech owls are distinctive for having some individuals with gray feathers and others with reddish-brown feathers. But instead of seeing this bird, you're more likely to hear one of its trills, hoots, screeches, or other sounds used for mating, sounding alarms, or defending territory. Not making sounds, though, is just as important. Like other night-hunting owls, screech owls have excellent hearing, along with feathers adapted for nearly silent flight, allowing the birds to locate, but not scare off, their prey. That's likely the fate of some katydids, mice, and any number of other small creatures this August night. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.